Two beautiful things are happening here. One on behalf of this woman who we hear blurting something out in the middle of Jesus' speech. She was so presumably overwhelmed with delight in him that while he was speaking, she called out, "Blessed is the womb that carried you," in a sense saying, reaffirming how good he was. What is the context of this? Remember, just a little bit ago, just a few verses before, I think it was in Gospel yesterday, he was being ridiculed. He was saying, "It's by the power of Beelzebul that you cast out demons." So there's a little bit of tension in the crowd, and this woman, overcome with joy, it seems, in the presence, being in the presence of God, blurts out, "How blessed is the womb that carried you and the breasts at which you nursed," calling upon his goodness in the midst of a time where it wasn't easy. He was being ridiculed. But how beautiful the joy of the heart of this woman that says, "Blessed are you." But then Jesus takes it to the next step, and he doesn't so much affirm it and saying, "Oh, you're right, my mother is very much blessed. She's blessed among women." He says, rather, "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." What's he doing? He's not rebuking or diminishing the role of his mother. He's calling her into something even deeper, because she was acknowledging the goodness of the woman who carried him, and in a sense acknowledging his goodness and the goodness of her who carried him. And he's saying blessedness or true happiness comes to those who hear the word of God and observe it. In a sense, calling us to something deeper, which his mother perfected, by the way, so it's absolutely in no way a rebuke of her or diminishment of her, but saying the true blessedness and happiness comes in hearing the word of God and observing it. So doing what my mother did, Jesus is saying, receiving and nourishing, receiving the word as we are today, receiving him who is the word, the Logos, Jesus Christ himself, and then nourishing that word and nourishing the church, nourishing the bride of Christ by our own good works, our own prayer, our sacrifices, our sufferings. And so two beautiful things happen that Jesus wants us to do today, to have the joy in the heart to call upon and to proclaim the goodness of Christ as she did, even when it's difficult, when it's not easy, when Jesus is being ridiculed or the church is being beat up, to say, "No, there is great goodness there. I've experienced it. There is great goodness in the Lord. There's great goodness in his bride." And then to also to recall that we enter into deep union. We can enter into deep union when we receive his word, that it's the bonds forged that are stronger than the bonds of blood. Stronger than the bonds of blood, which we know in our own families are strong. That Jesus said true happiness isn't just the bonds that he has with his mother, but those bonds are forged when we receive his blood and a new relationship enters in and we nourish it. So we pray for the grace this morning to call upon the Lord to receive his word and to nourish it and to proclaim how good he is, how good his bride is, especially when it's not easy, when he or she are being ridiculed. This woman is a great witness to us, and Jesus calls us to something great, to receive the word and to nourish it. Jesus, give us the grace to receive you in a powerful way today, to nourish your body, the church, through our prayers, through our kindness, our acts of love, whatever it may be. Amen.